Good evening, Madison. You're listening to the 6 o'clock news update on WSUM 91.7 FM Madison Student Radio. I'm Hyewon Lim. In local news, Sauk Prairie Healthcare Foundation offers free mental health training resources. Paige Stevenson has the story.
Sauk Prairie Healthcare Foundation will be offering free mental health training resources as of April 23, 2024. The training is aimed for participants 18 years or older and plans to educate them about helping people with developing mental health issues and crises. Participants will be able to identify, understand, and respond to signs of mental illness and addiction by the end of training. It follows a national standard and, quote, emphasizes hope for recovery, unquote. For WSUM News, I'm Paige Stevenson.
Thanks, Paige. In science news, New York City launches a campaign to sterilize rats. Oliver Gerhars has the story.
A new bill in the New York City City Council would deploy salty sterilizing pellets to reduce the rat problem. The pellets, which rely on new advancements in rodent birth control, would be used in so-called rat mitigation zones covering around 10 city blocks. The pellets sterilize both male and female rats and are thought to be a possible solution to the multiplication of an estimated 3 million rats that the city hasn't been able to kill its way out of. The bill comes in light of the recent death of Flaco the Owl, who escaped the Central Park Zoo last year and died this February after crashing into a building while under the influence of the rat poison found in his prey. Thanks to the New York Times for this story, and for WSUM News, I'm Oliver Gerhars.
Thanks, Oliver. Turning over to sports, here's Vince Hesbrick with an update.
Thanks, Hyewon. The Milwaukee Bucks broke a four-game losing streak yesterday with a decisive 104-91 win over the vaunted Boston Celtics. The game made history due to its lack of free throws, with the two teams combining for just two total attempts from the charity stripe, annihilating the previous record of 11. The Celtics also became the first ever NBA team to not shoot a free throw during a game. The other major talking point following the game was a non-contact injury suffered by Bucks superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo. The concern was palpable when the Greek freak had to be helped off the floor, yet an MRI revealed Giannis suffered a calf strain with no Achilles damage. With 3 games left in the regular season, ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski reported today that the Bucks have no timeline on Giannis' return and that Giannis being ready for the playoffs will be dependent on how he responds to rehab. From WSUM Sports, I'm Vincent Hesbrick.
Thanks, Vince. Now onto the weather. We have an update from Vince Naiman.
Good afternoon, WSUM listeners. This is Vince Salmon here with your 5 and 6 p.m. weather forecast. Hopefully, everyone's having a great day today. Temperatures out there right now, 66 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Very warm out there. A lot of short-sleeve shirts and shorts I have seen. We do bring in some rain chances tomorrow morning that will continue throughout most of the day and into Friday morning. But once those storms clear out, very nice weekend ahead. 66 on Saturday, mostly sunny skies. 72 on Sunday, mostly sunny skies. So definitely a rainy end to our week, but a sunny excitement for the weekend. This is Vince with WSUM Radio.
Thanks, Vince. We'd like to thank Channel 3000 for being our news partner, and thank you for tuning in. From the WSUM News Booth, I'm Hyewon Lim. Have a great evening, Madison.